This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USAprepares.com. Captain John Reagan's with us. Welcome, Captain John Reagan.
Good morning, Vincent.
Hey, good morning, John. You know, we didn't get through everything that we had tried to get through yesterday, so we're continuing. That's a first for us, isn't it?
the first for yesterday.
You know, John, at the top of the hour, we heard about HSBC, and I just want to make sure that if our class doesn't know what HSBC stands for, it stands for Hong Kong Shanghai Bank Corporation. Hong Kong Shanghai Bank Corporation. So when you hear about HSBC, that's the full name. Hong Kong Shanghai Bank Corporation. That's not a joke. That's for real. You can look it up. And so, John, 3 days. It took 3 days for me to patch a front tire on our tractor because of the new and improved supply chain. I needed those patch plugs that I mentioned last time we talked, and I finally got them in and was able to get the tire patched. So 3 days of downtime as a farmer because I couldn't use a tractor because I had a flat tire. Yep. So where do you want to start today, John?
Well, I'd like to go ahead and start with employment. Friday was the monthly release of job information. I don't want to spend much time on it because we know that they lie. The Bureau of Labor Statistics puts this out, so some people call it the BLS, BS. I've got the link entitled, should we call it Fudge Factor Friday? Maybe it should even be the Federal First Friday Fable. I mean, it's just a joke. But I just wanted to point out, I've got three articles there about it. In the first one, if you scroll down a little bit, you'll see a seasonal adjustment chart that's mostly blue with one red. And if you look in recent years, from 2012 through 2015, the seasonal adjustment has been negative. And this time the seasonal adjustment was positive, and it was a positive much higher than we've seen, even going back to 2006 before the crisis happened. So there, you know, seasons to me, when I've done all my statistical research, the seasons stay, you know, constant for your for your data pool, but they don't go wandering around all over the place. On the next one, you have to scroll down. It's about the third chart down. It's entitled Employment Rate Divided by the Labor Force Participation Rate. And you get a chart that looks, you know, a little bit like, you know, when you see the, you know, TV shows and they got the monitor there for the heart, and you're seeing the rhythm go by. It's got its ups and downs, and if you happen to notice, most of these, when it has that shoot up, that's when you have recessions. and then it comes back down, then it shoots up again. Well, if you look at it, it's come back down, looks to me probably a reasonable amount. Could possibly go down a little bit more, but it looks like it's getting close to doing its downward run compared to what we've seen in the past. And then when it does that uptick, that's when we are looking at recession. And this might be a good point of any to stop and talk about recession. I've seen a lot of things go on, and you know, whether that starts this year, I've seen other reports that it can't start any later than early 2017. That is not necessarily the same thing as the financial crash, but the recession, you know, once it officially begins, this is the one that we cannot recover from, because there's just nothing left to you know, kick the can down the road. It gets to the point where it requires more than 100% of income, and that just doesn't work. And lastly, unemployment, the report, the new older normal, there's a myth out there that you know, seniors are retiring and leaving the labor force. Well, here out of the new jobs report, 259,000 of those went to people 55 to 69. A smaller amount, 28,000, went to people in their prime years, 25 to 54. And if you're in the 16 to 19 or 20 to 24 groups, you lost ground. So I don't see anything good in that labor report. And then I just threw in one more that I happened to come across. UPS is to improve productivity, and they're doing this by fully automating 30 of their largest U.S. hubs. So when you say fully automate, you can translate that into being getting rid of workers.
Yeah, I was thinking, I was looking at this chart, John. June 2016 job additions and losses by age group, okay? And it's absolutely, this chart, if I'm reading this correctly, more than, I would say it looks like 60% of the jobs added were by those 55 to 69. And when you go to the Chinese factory outlet, that's really what you see. You see a bunch of seniors that are working there. And do you have a thought as to what this is? Is it because that the younger people just can't make decisions that are needed to hold a job? Do you think it's just that these millennials are just not capable of holding jobs? Or do you have any thoughts as to what the cause might be?
I think that's part of the factor, is that when, you know, employers are hiring, they're looking at... you know, these older people are, you know, less into social media and have more of a work ethic, and they don't have to be babied as much. But on the other side, you know, Social Security is not keeping up with expenses, and they, you know, manipulate the factor that they use in deciding how much of a rate that the recipients get. And then even those people that did manage to save for retirement are being hammered, because you no longer get the good interest rates on the bonds. And yeah, just wait until the stock market corrects from all the QE that we've had. Well, even before that, back with 2007, 2008, when, you know, we had that downturn. I remember one of the people I worked with, you know, talking to somebody, and she was saying that her 401k is down 50%. You know, we used to talk about return on investment. It's getting to where it's more important to have return of investment. but even if you only get a return of your money, that means you're losing ground to inflation. And without that return, like I say, for example, if you manage to save $1 million in your retirement account and you get 5% interest, which is used to be a fairly low safe rate, that would earn you $50,000 a year without even touching what you'd saved. Well, now on the safe end, you're looking at maybe 0.5%. So instead of getting $50,000 a year, you're only getting 5. So you either have to dive into what you've saved, which decreases what you can possibly make in the future, or you go to work and make up the difference. And I think that's what we're seeing is people simply cannot retire. So they're, when we don't even know the composition of this, they may be adding part-time jobs, they may be taking 2 or 3 part-time jobs. It's more jobs, right? It's all good.
Mm-hmm. John, I'm looking at, as you were saying this, I was thinking, so where are the jobs? So I went to the city of Springfield, Missouri, and I'm at Wikipedia right now, and I looked for the overview of statistics. So there are about 166,000 people who live in Springfield, Missouri. And let me just read you some of the employers. These are the top 12 employers in the city of Springfield, Missouri. Mercy Health System, okay, number 1. Cox Health System, number 2. Walmart, number 3. Springfield Public Schools, 4. Missouri State University, 5. So the top 5 are health, Walmart, public schools, and the university. That's the top 5. Now, if you continue down, Bass Pro Shops is number 6. The United States government is number 7. The 7th largest employer in Springfield, Missouri is the United States government. The 8th largest is the state of Missouri. 9 is Citizens Memorial Healthcare. 10, the 10th largest employer in the city of Springfield, Missouri, is the city of Springfield, Missouri. Number 11 is O'Reilly Auto Parts. It's a chain of auto parts stores. Number 12, Chase Card Services. It's unbelievable. So where's manufacturing? There is no manufacturing in the top 12 employers in the city of Springfield. Most of it is government, education, and health. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Earthquakes, political chicanery, extreme weather, impending financial doom. If you haven't gotten prepared, you're just not paying attention. You need emergency food, and you know it. You'll get the most emergency food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Companies with patriotic names try to sell you 5 or 6 soups, some pudding, drink powders, and rice, but have only half of the calories you need to survive. Do you really want to try and live on that? Ready Supply Foods sells 23 delicious entrees with none of the empty calories. Enjoy stroganoff, pasta alfredo, primavera and marinara, chicken a la king, Hawaiian sweet and sour, and vegetable rotini. Those are just a few of our amazing menu items. You can buy from the other companies and eat like a peasant, or buy from Ready Supply Foods and eat like a king. We sell you twice as much food for the money than most companies, and it's much better food. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit RealPriceSilver.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. RealPriceSilver.com.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us, U.S. Air Force Reserves, retired. And if you'd like to follow along in class today, just go to the financialstateoftheunion.com. The financialstateoftheunion.com. And please click on the news tab. John, please continue.
Well, because you made that side trip talking about who the larger employers in Springfield were, and the education and, you know, whether it's public school or university that's public, all of that's government when you look at the scheme of things. So I went ahead and pulled up the U.S. debt clock to see where things currently stand, and they're reporting U.S. GDP is, let's say, roughly $18.5 trillion. Federal, state, local spending, $6.8 trillion. Now, okay, let me do math in my head here on live radio. First off, we know that GDP is a faked number. There's hedonics and other fudge factors in there. So you can probably reduce that by about 20%, which means their GDP is really only roughly $15 trillion. Well, the government doesn't really produce anything on its own. It has to steal from others in order to do the spending. So if we, let me just round that for easy math. If we take 7 trillion from 15 trillion, that leaves 8 trillion that's attributable to the private sector. So the government needs to take nearly 7 of that 8 trillion from the private sector in order to do its spending. So we're getting very close to the government requiring 100%. Of course, they can't tax 100%. That's why debt's going up. And that gets into the first link in the financial section. More income, larger deficit. Federal tax receipts through July hit a record $2.67 trillion. However, they've also got a larger deficit, which is the second article, and they're looking at the deficit for this year. I read in another article today being pretty close to $600 billion, getting very close to a trillion again. And that just adds to the debt. And, of course, that's just the on-the-budget deficit. And, of course, that doesn't include all the spending. So we'll see at the end of the fiscal year what the total increase in debt is for the year. So if the budget is $600 billion, it's probably going to be at least $800 billion. by the time we get to the end of September there. So we'll keep an eye on that for you. But, of course, the government is saying everything's great, and we're looking at sectors having problems. I've got the third link, our car sales driving off a cliff, and Ford warns is connected to this as well. Ford's having problems. And that wasn't enough. Scroll down here. AutoNation is also having problems. And scrolling down a little bit, you get a chart showing auto loans owned and securitized. And you're looking at the top of the chart here, so it kind of exaggerates the move a little bit. But you can see where the level was before the financial crisis hit, then that went down a bit, and now we're looking at total auto loans about 20% higher than what it was before we had the crash, and a good number of those are subprime loans. And in the Ford warrants, there's a chart shows U.S. inventory to auto sales ratio. And we're seeing that get up into the range where you typically would see a recession.
We come back, John. I'd like to share with you what I experienced. I can connect a dot to exactly what you're saying about automobiles and light trucks. John Reagan's with us. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USA Prepares. We'll be right back.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Earthquakes, political chicanery, extreme weather, impending financial doom. If you haven't gotten prepared, you're just not paying attention. You need emergency food, and you know it. You'll get the most emergency food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Companies with patriotic names try to sell you five or six soups, some pudding, drink powders, and rice, but have only half of the calories you need to survive. You really want to try and live on that? Ready Supply Foods sells 23 delicious entrees with none of the empty calories. Enjoy stroganoff, pasta alfredo, primavera and marinara, chicken a la king, Hawaiian sweet and sour, and vegetable rotini. Those are just a few of our amazing menu items. You can buy from the other companies and eat like a peasant, or buy from Ready Supply Foods and eat like a king. We sell you twice as much food for the money than most companies, and it's much better food. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, John, I remember, a couple decades ago, being able to operate my motor vehicle, my car, truck, and drive it through a parking lot of a dealership, an automotive dealership. And there's plenty of room to, drive around and look at the at the offerings on the lot, just, you know, by navigating the parking lot. Well, a couple days ago, Mrs. Finelli and I were in my truck, and we passed the parking lot, and I was thinking, wow, I don't think I could hardly get my, you know, standard size, regular cab, 8 foot long pickup bed easily through that parking lot. There was, if they took a trade-in, I don't think there'd be a place to put that trade-in. It just, every single spot was packed. These dealerships are overloaded. The ones that I see around here in Missouri are overloaded with vehicles they're trying to sell. And so, as I might have mentioned, that the average or the manufacturer's suggested retail price of a basic Chevrolet pickup truck, a 1500 Silverado, the basic truck is $27,000. And then you have to add in about $1,700 in tax around here in Missouri, and then $1,000 to get it from the manufacturer over to the dealership. Now you're looking at, you know, $30,000 for a stripped truck. Now, if you want a nicely appointed truck, it's about $53,000. And I was chatting with our son, who borrowed my truck for a couple days because we're working on his Dodge Ram turbo diesel, because we're replacing some of the front end suspension parts, and we've got it taken apart. And I asked him, so how's my truck running? He said, no problems. It's running just fine. And he said, and the reason for that is there's not much to go wrong. It doesn't have power windows. It doesn't have power seats. It doesn't have dark tinted windows. It doesn't have Bluetooth. It doesn't have a deluxe stereo. It doesn't have carpeting. Doesn't have, you know, heated seats. Doesn't have a console. Doesn't have a lot of things. It doesn't have a lot of things that can go wrong. But, John, the point I'm trying to make is $30,000 for a stripped pickup truck with rubber floor mats. I'm not talking about mats on top of carpeting. I'm just talking about the metal floor is covered with some insulation and then a rubber mat, and that's it. $30,000 for a basic truck. So when we talk about inflation, there's just one prime example of inflation, because a pickup truck used to be less expensive than a car, you know, back in the 70s. Not the case anymore.
And keep in mind that those cars you see on the dealer lot, that dealer is having to pay interest on those cars.
Yeah, and that's another point. So when you go to buy a car or a truck, and you go to the lot and you say, well, looks like this one, you know, it's got rusty brake rotors. It looks like it's been here a long time. So you're thinking that, you know, they'd really like to sell that one because they've had it for about a year. Well, the fact of the matter is they're paying interest on that one that's been there a long time for a long time. So it's actually cost more than the one they just got yesterday, you know, assuming that the same equipment is on those vehicles. So they've got to sell, if they're going to sell it based on what they paid for it, they're going to have to sell the old one for more than the one they just got. You're absolutely right.
Well, let me run quickly through the rest of the financial section here, and we can decide which ones to focus in on. Restaurants are losing business, you know, which is not good news too, because that's where a lot of the jobs have come from, between that and healthcare because of Obamacare. Student loans, auto loans hit record highs, and credit card debt surges. If you remember, we talked about GDP increasing 50%, going from 0.8% in the first quarter to the pathetic 1.2% in the second quarter. Well, that's built on credit, which, you know, like I say, people are about tapped out on being able to pay their debt back. What taxes are saying, the U.S. has lost 195,000 good-paying energy industry jobs. And scrolling down to the second gray box there, it talks about July withheld receipts, that year over year, the amount that was withheld and sent into the IRS decreased by 1%. That should be quite telling right there. We don't hear about QE in the United States, but globally, central banks are pushing out $180 billion per month in quantitative easing. You multiply that times 12, it means that we're looking at on the order of $2 trillion a year just to have the prosperity that we're now seeing. MetLife misses and is going to have massive job cuts. And as we talked about with the senior citizens not being able to retire because of low interest rates, that hits insurance companies as well because they need return on investment just like pension funds do. So we're seeing that bubble up. Class 8 truck orders plunged to the lowest level since February of 2010. I would say that this is a leading indicator because if things were going well in transportation, they would be buying trucks to get ready. Since they're not buying, they're not seeing activity coming up in the future. And at the bottom of the stack, global trade is not growing slowly. It's not growing at all. And then that kind of raises questions on how is GDP really doing? Vincent?
Captain, as you were talking about the trucks, reminds me there's a truck dealership, the tractor part of tractor trailers, near Springfield, Missouri, and I pass it every once in a while, and the number of trucks seems to be growing and growing and growing. Every time I pass it, there are more trucks for sale than there were the last time. This has been going on for 8 to 10 years. That I've noticed, greater inventory of trucks for sale. Now, the parking lot is absolutely full. It doesn't seem like they could squeeze another tractor in there if they had to. And along the same route, Interstate 44, there are these parking spots for the trailer part of the tractor and trailer. And the back doors are open for ventilation. And there are hundreds of these empty trailers just sitting there, waiting to be deployed or used. And it seems like we've got more empty tractor trailers, the trailer part, and we have more tractors for sale that aren't being sold, and we have more cars available for sale that aren't being sold. So I think you're absolutely right. This is a leading indicator. That was one comment, one connecting of the dots. Now, when we get to the restaurants, I think that is also a leading indicator. I don't remember what I was taught in finance and economics class, whether restaurants were a leading indicator or not. I have a feeling that they are a leading indicator. But the point I'm trying to make is, I think because of the cost that of of labor in restaurants rising, I think because of the cost that labor is rising at restaurants and the cost of food for us at the supermarket and grocery store isn't rising quite as fast, people are choosing to keep that delta and stay home and eat. Do you think that's true?
Yeah, and the restaurants are experiencing the increase in food prices as well. So they got the double whammy of increased food price plus the increased labor price, especially in those areas that are getting this $15 minimum wage. And, the choices are is to raise the prices, lay people off, or close. It's none of it's really a good option.
I remember there's a Waffle House. I don't know if that's the name of the restaurant in Springfield, but there's this great big sign that said, $2.99. So you could have waffles for $2.99, and it seemed to jump in one big jump from $2.99 to $4.99. That's a huge, huge jump. However, $4.99 for what one might consider a meal without a beverage is low, because most meals, if you want to go get a hamburger somewhere, I'm not talking about McDonald's, but if you want to go to a restaurant that serves hamburgers, you're probably not going to get out of there for less than $10. So the $5 you know, Waffle House is probably an economic bargain. It may not be a food, you know, quality bargain, but in terms of dollars spent, you can get out of there with less Federal Reserve notes being spent than if you go to a hamburger joint or some other restaurant. But, you know, John, I remember taking Mrs. Finelli to my favorite Italian restaurant years ago. I'm talking, in the 70s. And you could have spaghetti and meat sauce for $1.85. And it came with bread, fresh baked bread, Italian bread, and pickled tomatoes, all for $1.85. And I don't think that if that were available today, it would be any less than maybe $11 or $12. So I see inflation, I see it hurting Americans, and I see us going out less. And I don't know if it's because of the nose rings and the tongue. I don't know what you'd call those things that are put in a person's tongue, and the piercings that I see, and the tattoos, and the branding, and these hoops that are stuck in earlobes. It grosses me out so much that I don't want to go to restaurants anymore. I don't know if it's that so much, or the rising prices of restaurants, or the combination of all of that. But I just don't feel like going to them anymore. I really don't. And, you know, I'll look at Mrs. Finelli. We'll be in the truck, and we'll be out in Springfield and going shopping. It'll be 2 o'clock, and we're a little hungry. And we'll say, hey, are you hungry? Yeah. Let's go home. You know, let's spend another hour in the truck, and we'll go home and have something good to eat. John Reagan, I'll be right back.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enables my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. The second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been giving your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Take my God, you're
take my
when you go
to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Now, John, yesterday we talked about this Kansas state legislator's son. He was 10 years old. He was decapitated when he was thrown through a raft harness into a safety net before plunging 50 feet down the world's tallest water slide. And we talked about, you know, why subject yourself to that? And you know, if you look at the picture of this young 10-year-old before he was killed, he's beaming with joy. He's standing with his father, who's beaming with joy, and now the young man is dead. And he was on this tall water slide, and I'm sure his father and he thought everything was going to be fine as he was climbing up to take the ride down the slide. So, a word of caution, why do that, you know? And then, of course, in Tennessee, there was a Ferris wheel, and some young people were in it, and they were rocking their, what would you call it, their basket that they were riding in. They were rocking it pretty hard, and three girls fell. I don't know what if they're alive or not, but why do this? Why risk being injured for a few minutes of thrill? Makes no sense to me. John?
Well, are you ready for some spy tech to close the show?
I am. I'm ready.
Okay. the first three I'm just going to cover quickly, and then we'll finish up with a Google patent that includes spy toilets. You've probably, if you use debit or credit cards, you've probably received one of those new cards that has the EMV gold chip on it that you have to insert into the reader instead of swipe your card. Well, it turns out that credit card thieves can rewrite the MagStrip code to make it appear like it's a chipless card. So you still don't want those things to go outside your possession, or be careful when you're using them in devices that don't require the chip. You make sure there's not a skimmer there. And the second one, which is even scarier, there's gas stations here in the Dallas area, and these are major stations like Exxon and 7-Eleven on busy streets. It turns out that these credit card skimming equipment's actually inside the pump. So you can inspect the pump, not see a thing, and you're still subject to having your credit card information stolen. And to me, that, no, some pun intended, looks like an inside job. We've got hackers hijacking Jeeps again, and did you want breaks with that or not? But yeah, now that with Obamacare, where your health is a matter of national security, here comes the the surveillance of everything else. Google patent basically makes your bathroom, Spy Central. Does everything from analyze your poop to having an ultrasonic bathtub that does internal scans. The mirror checks out things like your skin color and other things that it can tell visibly. So you think the tracking is bad now, just wait until you are required to have these devices in your house. Benson?
Reminds me of a call I got from someone who listened to this broadcast, and he purchased a BMW Z. And he was telling me that he had 1,800 miles on it, and he went to, in 3 years, a little over 4 years, and had a four-year warranty on it, 1,800 miles. And the steering failed. And the steering was a computer-controlled steering system where the steering wheel was actually connected to what would be like a volume control on a stereo. And then the movement of the wheels, the front wheels, was done by a servo, so it was computer-controlled. The point is, it's not the old system where you have mechanical linkage. I do not want to have a vehicle that has a steering system that is computer controlled that can be hacked. I do not want to have a braking system that can be hacked by someone riding along next to me by saying, let me just turn off those brakes. You're absolutely right, John. I am concerned about it, and I'm not participating in it. I'm just going to drive old jalopies until I can't get any more of them. John Reagan's been with us. Thank you so much, John. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next? It's up to you.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.